Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You've probably heard about various types of leadership training. Maybe you've gone through one yourself, and maybe your company even has one in-house. But we've recently learned about one that involves driving high-speed performance cars. Clemson Turigano is a senior fellow at the Furman University Center for Innovative Leadership. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Clemson, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's a real pleasure to be here today.
So first of all, tell us about the Center for Innovative Leadership there at Furman.
Yeah, well, you know that Furman is ranked number 4 most innovative school in the nation, and the Center for Innovative Leadership takes that innovation into the market and into the business world. And it's the premier executive education hub right here in the upstate, right there in Travelers Rest.
Okay, and so you are training executives then?
So we have people that come to us for classes, but also we do custom classes for organizations around the upstate. Everybody from governments like down in Abbeville County to large private enterprises like Michelin, Milliken, and Bosch.
Well, Clemson, now tell us about the leadership training that involves driving high-speed, high-performance cars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is part of a partnership that we have with BMW, and we're working with the BMW Driving Performance Center. And one of the things that we've found out is that there's a lot of parallels between high-performance driving and strategic thinking and strategic planning. And when you think about yourself running an organization and where you need to go and the fast pace of today's market, it just matches that idea of performance driving. What we do in this class is you spend half the day learning performance driving in the car, and then the other half of the day is applying those lessons to a strategic plan that you bring with you into the class. You learn the performance driving, which is a lot of fun, but really what you're learning is how do I drive my organization? So in my organization as a strategic planner, a strategic leader, I'm the driver. And how do I use the same skills on the track when I'm building my strategic plan and putting it into action? I'm the driver. Well, what makes up the car? Who are my tires? Where do I get my energy? How am I sitting? How am I seeing the future to make sure that I can make the right turns in the market? And all of these lessons parallel what we learn in strategic planning and strategic execution. That's why it's such a dynamic way to learn and a dynamic way to have fun as well.
So these are not virtual cars. These are real cars going around a real racetrack.
Oh, absolutely. And these are all M-Series cars driven with professional drivers. They're the ones who do the driving instruction. We take these lessons and we go, okay, what does that mean for strategy? You went into that turn. When did you make the decision to make that turn? How did you go through the turn? What was your speed? Isn't that kind of like a pivot in the market? Isn't that kind of like when something happens that you've got to adjust to? And in that discussion, begin bringing in the ideas of strategic planning and strategic execution that are so important right now in our fast-paced market.
Now, is this program up and running now? Is it underway?
We're going to run this program in October, so October 16th and 17th, and we're bringing in people from all around the United States as well as the upstate.
I guess in the meantime, then, you have other programs that are running through some leadership courses.
Absolutely. We have both custom and open enrollment leadership courses. Our open enrollment courses, we have Foundations of Leadership for Emerging Leaders. We have Better Conversations Every Day for every level of leader, where it teaches you how to listen to understand, ask powerful questions, challenge with feedback and support, and then engage in next steps. So your everyday conversations become a coaching with a purpose. And then we also have Lead for Success as one of our open enrollment programs. We've also got the Women's Leadership Initiative that helps develop women leaders here in the upstate. And one of the other really innovative programs we're very proud of that my friend Sarah Waylett and Garrett Stern have put together for Michelin is an intrapreneurship program. How do you help build an innovation culture from inside an organization? And then how do you sell innovation inside your organization when you have a creative idea that you need to add value to the market?
Clemson, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Clemson Turigano is a senior fellow at the Furman University Center for Innovative Leadership in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.